Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Okay. Let's go. Hour three. Thursday edition. The 615 is a zoo. I'm not in it, though. I'm in the south side. I'm in Wilco. No. Those of you who have asked, Bill, where are you going to be during all the festivities? Where are you going to be? I'll tell you where I'm going to be. Nowhere near it. That's where I'm going to be. Willfully. Nowhere near it. Tomorrow morning, we will be somewhat near it, though. We'll be at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course doing the show from the Tennessee State University fundraiser. So looking forward to that. But today, nowhere near it. Nowhere near the draft. Nowhere near all the pedal taverns. And nowhere near all the scooters. That'll be me. Nowhere near it. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening?
Crank up the pit bull, Moisture King, because the party's going on in the bluegrass.
Well, you're at Keeneland. For everybody, he's in Lexington, the site of his favorite basketball school, Kentucky.
Yeah, day two or three, having a ball. Hey, Bill, I wanted to play along on the show here. First off, looks like Megan Berry's only going to get 10 trees, huh?
Is that right? I haven't got the update. Nobody will respond to me.
Yeah, it all hit the fan with Riley, the mayor over there, I guess now, wherever he is. And the NFL was wanting, I think, of course, all of them, and it looks like they're only going to get 10. And they're going to donate 200. Maybe Megan Berry can get 200 of those donated trees down there in Berry Hill. But it looks like 10 of those cherry trees are DOA.
Yeah, Megan needs coverage so she can get with her cop boyfriend guy, right? We're talking about, yeah.
Megan Berry, the gift that keeps on giving. Google it, people out there in Radio Land.
Correct.
Megan Berry. Hey, she made Fox News, Bill. That's not a local story. She made Fox News.
Did it get out nationally? I didn't know that.
Towards the end there, remember she tried to ride it out for about a week, 10 days?
Right.
She didn't go quietly. And it finally hit Fox News towards the end there, and I think that's probably what pushed her out. You know, when it hit CNN or MSNBC, but we won't go down that path. Hey, Bill, first off, I want to talk about the playoff real quick. I was looking at ESPN over the top of our break.
Yeah.
And, you know, we argue about this all the time. I just tell you I like you and all that, but I think you're dead wrong on the 14 playoff.
Yeah.
I'm an 18 playoff guy.
Right.
And, you know, I've been thinking about that argument that you had with Griff or Griff impugning or those, you know, those ADs, Georgia Tech and Strickland.
Correct.
You know what, Bill? Next year somebody else is going to be griping again. Whoever's number five is going to be griping every year. It's Griff this year. Who knows who it'll be next year, but it'll be somebody. We're going to go through this every year till they get to eight teams.
Well, I do think – against my wishes, I've been saying from the beginning, they're not going to stop at four. I don't think we're going to get to the end of this 12-year contract. The original contract is 12 years without them expanding at some point. So you're going to get – I don't know if they're going to give you eight immediately, but you're going to get expansion.
Who came up with the idea to have five major conferences in a 14 playoff? Was that some of Bernie's people?
I don't know if that was breadline Bernie or not. Probably was, but you got to remember, it's rigged. I mean, you're not going to get in if you're non-P5.
Right, right. I guess what I'm saying here is that, you know, Griff's all wallowing in it, but I just think we're done to repeat this until they fix the system. Let's have your five major conference champions and three wild cards and get it on.
Well, the best way for you to get what you want and for me to not get what I want would be another 2011 where you've got like an LSU-Alabama repeat or of some sort. That will send the country into a third-grade temper tantrum, tizzy, and they will decide at that point we need to expand.
Okay, Bill, let's look at it like this. Who's the worst Power 5 conference?
I'd say the Pac-12.
Okay. Who's got the number one market for college football? I'm taking New York out of it. Who's got the most TVs?
Big Ten.
Aetna, L.A. L.A.'s the second biggest, largest media market, Bill. You can't lock the second largest media market out of the playoff.
Well, I thought you meant as a region. You're talking about as a region.
No, I'm talking about right now. The Pac-12 has been out, the last 2 years Pac-12's missed? I think last three or something crazy like that.
Originally, they got in Oregon early on, and then they got in Washington.
Yeah, and for our Big Ten homies, you get a Big Ten caller, too. They've missed the last 2 years for all their huffing and puffing.
Right.
But I'm just talking about how can you freeze out the West Coast media markets? San Francisco, Seattle, mainly L.A. You know how many people live out there in California, Bill? It just doesn't make common sense to me.
Well, but those media markets don't give a rip about college football.
Yeah.
You know that. You ever watch the Pac-12 championship game? There aren't six people there.
Well, it comes from shoving the ACC championship.
Right, well.
But I'm with you. I'm just saying you can't shut out the West Coast. I mean, it just doesn't make much sense. Ask any TV producer. Go down there to Sony down there on Music Row where somebody committed murder down there on Music Row. But ask them if they need LA out there at Sony World Headquarters.
Look, when Breadline Bernie gets elected, he's going to fix it. And the West Coast will be included, okay? just be patient.
Hey, Bill, I was going to tell you how we're going to bust up Alabama and Georgia, but I've used most of my time on this, so I'm going to leave you with one last thing. I was talking to a local up here, and I got a new recommendation for you.
Okay.
Old Forester Bourbon. Probably never heard of it. It's served at Churchill Downs. They serve two bourbons at Churchill Downs, Woodford Reserve and Old Forester. I like the 86 proof and drink it neat. There's your Cosby Cattleman tip of the day. Just watch out for those cherry trees and stay away from those draft flies. See you, Bill.
See you. Old Forester. Crazy Charlie, have you ever had Old Forester? I have not.
No, I have not.
I don't even know that I've ever seen it. I'm sure I probably have, but the Cosby Cattleman, straying away from the Dickel. Old Forester, 86 proof. Jeff in the Borough. What's happening, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill? Is Cosby Cattleman paying some of that $14 million buyout for all these coaches? Did he pay Holly Warlick's buyout when she got fired? Or is he contributing to that? Or?
You got to remember, the Cosby Cattleman doesn't want them to have women's basketball, so
I agree with that.
Anything
else. I know, but you said he wanted Gino R.M. to lead Holly Warlick to slaughter, though, so I thought he'd help out with the that buyout and everything. So.
He also doesn't like Muffet McGraw at Notre Dame.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh, God. No, I did not.
He wanted Gino to beat her by 70. Of course, she beat Gino and eliminated Gino. So.
Well, I know probably how he felt about Muffet McGraw's comments that she wasn't going to hire any more men.
Correct. That did not go well with Cosby Cattleman.
I know. I probably didn't. I was thinking about that when she made those comments. But, Bill, did you hear what happened with the Cubs pitcher yesterday, Pedro Strop? You hear what happened to him?
Who?
Pedro Strop, the Cubs pitcher, relief pitcher.
No.
They played the Dodgers last night. Second game of the series, they're playing in Chicago.
Yeah.
Before the game yesterday, he got his car stolen.
He got his car stolen?
Yeah, he got his car stolen, and he was trying to give police the information yesterday. I guess it might have been yesterday evening before the game or something. And it's about the third or fourth end of the game, apparently. He was trying to give him information about his car, describe his car and everything. And he told police he had to go. He might have to pitch in the game. Told him he had to go. He couldn't stay and give him all the information. But apparently he gave him enough information. I don't know if they found his car, but apparently it was involved in a police chase is what ended up happening.
I did not know that. Now, here's something way more important. Did my Dodgers win this game?
Well, I'll tell you a quick synopsis, Bill. They were up 3-0 until the sixth inning. Well, Cole Hamill started. He only gave up three hits, but walked about six or seven men. They, Dodgers were up 3-0 in the sixth inning, but the Cubs hit 2-3 run homers. Baez and Hayward hit homers with two men on, went up 6-3. The Dodgers come back, made it 7-6 in the eighth. And in the ninth inning, the Cubs hung on and won 7-6.
Oh my God! So the Dodgers lost?
Yeah, Dodgers lost.
Oh, I'll never be the same, Jeff.
And they play this afternoon, the last game of the series this afternoon. So
now Jeff in Chicago, one of our callers, was at that game. He said he was going.
Yeah. But he did. He got his car stolen yesterday, and apparently, like I said, I don't know if they ever recovered or anything, but apparently, he was involved in some kind of police chase there in Chicago. So I don't know what happened or anything, but like I say, he was trying to get police. He told me, I've got to go. I might have to pitch in this game. I've got to go. I can't stay around and give you all this information. I've got to go. I can't stay around. So apparently, pretty crazy stuff. But Bill, at least if Bernie gets elected, Bill, at least he's going to show his tax returns. Unlike Donald Trump, we don't know what Trump's done. At least he still show his tax returns. That was what's going on. So at least he'll do that. So I'll say that for him. So, but not really for Bernie Sanders in any case. But I just want to say that. I know Trump's trying to stop his impeachment. He said he wants to go to the Supreme Court and stop that, but he can't do that either. So he needs to learn how to read the Constitution. But I did want to ask you too about Bill. Yeah. AKL tweeted to call in about her Texas A&M Aggies getting a new athletic director. She said anything about that?
Haven't heard. We don't know what they're going to do. Right now, R.C. Slocum is the stand-in, but I'm not sure what they're
going to do. But of course, their AD left for LSU, and then, of course, like you said, they got Slocum in there. But I just wonder what KKL thought about that. I know she's a big A&M fan, and I know she's a Florida State hater now that they had that bad football season. She can't stand them.
You got to remember now. She's an Aggie, but she's a Jimbo Fisher.
I understand.
She has no emotional attachment to Scott Woodward.
Now Jimbo leaves.
That's a different story.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Is she just a football fan, or is she not?
Mainly Jimbo. Yeah, I think she goes to some of the other events. She'll go to a basketball game here or there, maybe a baseball game at Blue Bell. That's their facility.
But it's
mainly football.
I just wonder what she thought about. So, who do you think A&M might hire when they're for their AD? Are they looking for somebody, or Slocum going to stay a while?
There's one name, Radakovich at Clemson. I don't really know though.
Hard to say. Or
yeah, and that's a very attractive job because think about it. You go there, they're going to pay you a lot of money first off. But you don't have any limitations. They are resourced as well as any school in America. Matter of fact, Scott Woodward, when it comes to spending and resources, actually takes a step down by going to LSU. Now, that's his home, so I know he's happy, but getting things paid for at LSU are going to be harder than at A&M.
Yeah, but don't you think LSU has a better overall athletic program than A&M does as far as terms of their
sports? Historically, yes, but in today's day and time, A&M can be as good as any athletic department in America. They can.
But I mean, you say they've got all these resources. Do they want to be, Bill? That's the thing.
Their
basketball program, they fired their coach. They got Buzz Williams now. I mean, you know, their women's basketball coach is great. I understand that. And football is good with Jimbo, of course, as far as that goes. But and their other sports, I'm sure.
Football
does good. But
everything is there to win big. Now, they've got to do it. That's true. You've got to actually do it. But a lot of schools have built-in excuses why we can't get there. We're limited in these areas. There's no limitations.
There's an article a while back about the longest tenured athletic directors. It took about 65 schools. And Mitch Barnhart of Kentucky is the third longest tenured. He got hired in 2002. I think Oklahoma's athletic director was number one. He got hired sometime in the 90s. I think he's the longest tenured in the country. Cosby hanging there, and I'll be all hanging there with the Dodgers. They're still in first place though, Bill. So I'm hanging in there with them.
All right,
appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, brutal news. The Dodgers lost. Brutal. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it through the rest of the show after that information. So brutal that I didn't even watch the thing. That's how brutal that is. So the Dodgers were up. Let me see if I remember his synopsis. The Dodgers are up 3-0 through six innings. Then the Cubs hit 2 3-run homers. Then the Dodgers come back, take the lead. Then the Cubs come back, take the lead, and finish it off. Is that what happened? That's my secondhand information from Jeff in the borough. That's the way I understand things. Tickets at Primo Seats. If that's not what happened, I'm okay with that too. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs, PrimoSeats.com. Use the name Bill Lewis King. You take that name and put it in the promo code box. That will get you a discount of about 5%. PrimoSeats.com. Tickets to any sporting event and concerts. So whether it's sports-related or non-sports-related, does not matter. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. We're coming right back. Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on Ellington Parkway between Hart and Trinity Lanes. A wreck on Central Pike in Hermitage at Dodson Chapel Road. That's south of Hermitage Park near the Nashville Library. Still clearing 40 east at D.B. Todd Boulevard. 24 westbound is seeing more traffic along 440 and through the East Bank. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Call 615-851-7277. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
One good thing about perennials, they return every year. Another good thing, the Home Depot has varieties, now 2 for just $10, usually $6.98 a piece. Healthy, happy, and regionally grown, so they're bred to thrive. Let them put down some roots and stay a while in your garden. Come next spring, they'll return the favor again and again. Today is the day for doing with perennials, 2 for just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Selection varies by store.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For April, try the delicious chicken teriyaki sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
This is not.
Did you just fall out of your chair? Are you okay? You're sweating on your forehead.
I'm back now. All right, that's good. Well, I'm trying to plug my computer in underneath here, and then
you fell out of the chair.
Yeah. It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Five-state forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, a chance of showers with a possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high near 75. New rainfall match between 1/10 and 1/4 inch. For Thursday night, showers with a possible thunderstorm. Low around 57. New rainfall match between 1/2 and 3/4 inch possible. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
That's right, yeah. 888-702-5494. Jeff 2 posts on Twitter the Alabama and Clemson schedule. Bama opens up with Duke and Atlanta. Alabama, does Alabama and Nick Saban understand this very fact that they are opening up versus God's gift to college football? David Cutcliffe. I hope Alabama's ready for this. Yeah, Nick Saban supposedly is the greatest coach ever. Allegedly. Supposedly. He's going against God's gift to college football. David Cutcliffe. Just ask anybody on Rocky Top about that, and they'll confirm that for you. His very gift to college football. Then they get New Mexico State. Then they go to South Carolina. Wonder if this is one of Nick's knucklehead teams, then we'll find out when they go to South Carolina. Circa 2010. Southern Miss, Ole Miss, they get a bye at Karen's team, at TAMU. The Vols, Arkansas, a bye. LSU at home, at Mississippi State, Western Carolina, at Auburn. Alabama's favored in all those games right now. Well, they were favored in all their regular season games last year, too. I'm talking about preseason. Double digit. Remember this time last year, talking to Brad Powers. And Brad will be with us tomorrow in hour number three. But last April, May, June, just talking college football, Brad told us Alabama is a double-digit favorite over everybody on the schedule, except Auburn at the time. Auburn was minus -9, is what he said. Now, here's my question. Somebody bean count this for me. What was the actual Auburn-Alabama spread when the game was played? I think it was well into the double digits, right? What was the stat about that game? Wasn't it the biggest spread between those two in a while? Somebody rekindle my memory on that one. Remember, preseason, it was like minus -9, but when they actually played, now it was way more than that. Way more than that. Clemson's schedule, they open up with Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech. Then they get Karen's team. Yeah, TAMU has got to go to Howard's Rock. Then Clemson has to go to the Cuse. Has anybody played Clemson better the last 2 years than the Cuse? The answer is no. Actually beat them. They get Charlotte. Then they got to go to Mack Brown. Get a bye week. FSU at Louisville, Boston College, Wofford, at NC State, Wake Forest, a bye week, then at South Carolina. There is your schedule for those two. Those two chalky teams, Clemson and Alabama. Rob in the 210 says, "Hey, Bill. Love listening to the Dodger talk on the show. The Bill King Show is all Dodger talk with some occasional SEC talk sprinkled in, but rarely. Even though I had no idea who won the Dodger game, it's still heavily Dodger talk on the show. Just the way it needs to be." Peter says, "Bill, would you ask Jeff what he thinks about Vlad Jr. coming up? I saw this late. Give me a rain check on that one, Peter." Grant says, "Bill, Jeff in the Borough is the only caller that comes with his own remix." Josh up in London, Ohio, says, "Bill, I'd rather listen to Millie and Slingblade Steve reproduce then listen to Jeff and the Borough one more minute." That's a visual I could do without. Millie and Sling Blade Steve reproducing. is not something I wanted to think about this morning on the show. That's not something I ever want to think about, whether it's on the show or not on the show. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, you talk so much about the potential at A&M. They've had money forever. They've never won big. Robin, the 210, hey, Bill, please ask Jeff who's pitching for the Dodgers today against Lester for the Cubs. Jeff's got such a cult following after I threatened to build a wall around him or dig a moat. Allen in Tampa, who is a professional, said he would dig a moat around Jeff's house so he couldn't call the show anymore. He's gained a cult following because of our threats to ban him by way of a wall or a moat. Dave this morning says, Bill must be letting Dickel help get him through the weekend of Nashville being invaded by a bunch of grown men wearing NFL jerseys. Well, I don't live in the downtown 615, and the only time I'm down there is to go to the Omni or the Southern. So I won't be in that whole mix of people. I'm way out here in the South Wilco area. I won't have to deal with that. So grown men wearing NFL jerseys won't be my issue. It'll be everybody else's issue. I've got a few of my kids going in there, actually. They're all excited about it. Yeah, they're heading down. A couple of my kids, but not with me. I won't be going down there for that zoo. But I look, don't misunderstand. I'm happy for the town. What an event. What an event for this city. My God. The 615, baby. Growing like a weed. And now hosting the NFL draft. That's big time stuff right there. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in this morning. Let's get the bottom of the hour. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on Gallatin Pike going northbound toward West Old Hickory Boulevard. 24 eastbound is congested by a wreck near the 440 exit toward Memphis. 65 is congested southbound from Dickerson Pike to the North Loop. 40 west is slow west of the West Loop. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg. Dance around the Maypole May 17th through the 25th. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Looking for gifts you'll appreciate and love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because? And want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown, conveniently located by Vanderbilt University and Music Row, is your destination to relax and unwind. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa, located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville. Offering complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, along with over 70 luxury spa services, 7 days a week. Couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatment, manicures and pedicures. Plus, don't forget several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you and assist you with all of your gift-giving needs and use the special code BALLPARK10, that's BALLPARK10, to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa Midtown Nashville location only. Call 615-717-7511 or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com and use the code BALLPARK10.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
The Jim Rome Show.
I get a lot of vacation. I understand that. However, I don't take a lot of sick days. These things are not one and the same. That was not like I worked 8 straight days or I worked Super Bowl Sunday. I think I'll give myself a day off. I earned it. And by the way, I could because I have those days. I pride myself in not taking sick days. I hate that. We usually grind through it. But honestly, it was the right thing. In that case, it was the right thing.
The Jim Rome Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville's Sports Radio.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow will be at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. Doing the show from the Tennessee State University fundraiser. Looking forward to that. Always a good event. We've been out there for the last several years. Fun event to be at. Crazy Charlie will have hour number one because they really don't open the doors till about 7. So we will have all that under control for you tomorrow. Brad Powers will be with us, bradpowersports.com, handicapping. Still no reply. Anybody remember what the spread was on the Auburn-Alabama game last year? Preseason, it was -9. It was the only single-digit game that Alabama was favored in, meaning preseason. Every other game, they were double-digit favorites. Heading into the season. And then the Auburn game got to us and it was double digits. I just didn't remember. I don't remember. If somebody would indulge me, somebody would bean count that for me, I would be very much appreciative. Back to something Karen said about this season she predicts is going to be a turbulent one, which I'm not opposed to at all. College football could use some turbulence. And what I mean by turbulence isn't bad news. Scandal. That's not what I mean. I mean a crazy, wacky 07 type year where everything is just whacked out. We could use that. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. But we do get lulled to sleep. I know I do. I fall into these traps where it's so chalky. Everything is so freaking chalky that you get caught up in it, and it lulls you literally into a nap. A summer mid-afternoon nap where you fall asleep and you didn't expect to. You just take a little nap. College football can do that to us. And that makes it very hard to estimate when things like this are going to happen, when it is choppy and it is unpredictable. Greg Pogue just sent me a message. I knew it was something. I had forgotten it was this much. Greg says it was 26.5 at kickoff. Wow. I knew it was. I was thinking it was in the teens. Wow. So that means that spread moved from the preseason where you could have gotten it around 8.5, 9, up about 17.5 points. Wow. How about that? Rob in the 210. I'm telling you, Rob might be the person who runs the Jeff and the Burrow fans tight. Rob says, please give Jeff and the Burrow his own segment. He said, never would have known some MLB pitcher had his car stolen if not for Jeff and the Burrow. He is a subject matter expert and owns every topic. Please schedule a weekly interview. Jeff and the Burrow. Greg Pogue points out Tennessee won by 30. Tennessee. Jeremy Pruitt. Alabama won that game by 31. Jeff Now, not in the borough. Jeff, too, says, Bill, Tennessee has Pat Summit car tags. So ask Cosby next time if this tag is on the back of his vehicle. And it's a car tag. It's Pat. It's got Pat's signature on it, too. Pat Summit car tag. I told you this, and I'm going to repeat it. Of all the coaches that I have interviewed through the years, all the coaches, the biggest names. I'm talking about the college game. I'm not a pro guy, so I have no aspiration to interview any pro guy, right? Of all the people that I've interviewed, nobody had a more commanding presence than Pat Summit. I know the Cosby Cattleman probably just threw his phone. He just threw his Dickel drink in disgust over what I just said. I'm telling you, her eyes literally pierce through your brain, out the backside. Never, ever. And I'm not saying she's always incredibly, was always incredibly polite and nice and receptive. I don't mean that she was mean or something. Now on the court and coaching and teaching and all that, oh, sure. Very demanding. But I'm just telling you, a presence that I have never been around by any other person, male, female, what have you. Yeah, the Cosby Cattleman just threw his second Dickel drink this morning after my comment. M. Root says, Bill, Bama was a 24 to a 27-point favorite. Pulled it up on Odd Shark. Round Man said, Bill, build Jeff a wall, but do it in the name of protecting him from the haters. Yeah, Jeff is polarizing. He's got lots of people that are joining his fan club. He's got a lot of detractors, too. Jeff's becoming Feinbaum, basically, right? Isn't that the appeal of Feinbaum? He has a lot of people who don't like him, but they listen. At least they say they don't like him, but they listen. And then he's got a lot of people who do like him. I think Jeff is becoming mini Feinbaum. Here's another one. Do you think Feinbaum has any idea that some Cubs pitcher had his car stolen before the Dodgers game? I bet you Feinbaum doesn't even have that on the show today. Jeff had it. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Bama was a 24-point favorite last year versus Gus. Well, I think the point is it was somewhere in there. Well, Greg said 26.5. Depends on who you're going through, I guess, right? Where are you getting your bet? But it was somewhere in the mid to high 20s is the point. Jeff, too, says, Bill, it was the summer of 18, so just a little less than a year ago. Bama was, at the time, a 7-point favorite over Auburn. The week of the Alabama-Auburn game, the opening line had Bama 24, minus 24. This is on Action Network, Jeff says. He said the line was 26 at kickoff. Like Greg said, Bama won by 31, 52 to 21. I'm just saying, that's quite a number right there. Yeah, we talked about it last summer. I just couldn't remember the number. I remember the original number being somewhere 7, 8, 9, something like that. But what it ended up being right before the kickoff of that game. Now, Nick said, which game is it last year that Nick said he started getting suspicious about this team? It wasn't the LSU game. It was after that game. Maybe it was the Mississippi State game. Was it? It was later. But by the time the Auburn game was played, Nick says that he was very suspicious about this Alabama team. He thought that the staff had lost their way with the Alabama way, or had gotten away with it, or gotten away from the Alabama way, and the players. Some felt entitled. from that team. Yeah, yeah. At that point, and Alabama was still rolling people. But you got to remember, right after that, the Georgia game, they were all but beat. Now, they came back again and won that game, but all but beaten again by Georgia. Nick was suspicious. Something wasn't clicking for Nick. They had become too much of a finesse team. Alabama football had become Loyola Marymount, circa early 90s, style of play. We're going to score a million and give up a half million. That ain't Nick's thing. Nick likes to score a lot, give up nothing. Last year, it had become literally early 90s Loyola Marymount basketball. We're going to win 144-98. We're going to be the highest scoring team in America, and defensively, we're going to give up more than we typically want to. Nick did not like that. That wasn't Nick's gig. Pissed him off, to be honest. He's still not over it. The haters like Karen are already critiquing Nick for being back too quick. You know who got on to him, too, yesterday was Feinbaum. Yeah, the moments that I got to watch Feinbaum yesterday, he was talking about Nick's health is more important, his rehab, than trying to prove to everybody that he can get back in the office quick. You really think Nick Saban, coming out of Monday hip surgery, was thinking, I've got to show everybody, the media and all the other fans, how quick I can get back in that office. I got to prove it to everybody. I could be wrong. I don't think Nick thinks like that. You think Nick gives a rip what me and you think about when he gets back in the office? Seriously? You think at any moment, any point, Nick's thinking, you know, that Twitter, that social media, and all those talk shows, and all those fans out there, they're going to wonder how quick I get back in the office. I got to show them that I'm getting back way quicker than anybody else would have. I got to show them. You think Nick thinks that way? Or is Nick so obsessed with work, the process, that he gets back in the office quickly for that reason? What do you think, he's in his office just to show us that he's back, but he's actually playing on a Rubik's Cube? He came back just to get in the office really fast to show me and you, and he's playing Fortnite. He's not worried about the depth chart. He's not thinking about recruiting. He's not figuring out how to beat Clemson next time. He's playing Fortnite with a new hip. That would be funny. Anyways, 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in today. Like Jeff in the Borough, or like the Cosby Cattleman, or anybody else. Southeastern Termite and Pest. Give that number a call. What's the number? 615-293-0722. 615-293-0722. Any issue you have. We had somebody call yesterday. It was mid-afternoon. Over in Coach Marshall's area, Riverwalk. Termites, they're everywhere. Help! Yeah, we got that call yesterday. It's that time of year. I'm not kidding. That was the call. Now, they weren't really screaming like that, but it was close to a scream. It was close to hysteria. And if you want the job done well and right, and you are cost aware, meaning you want a reasonable price, but a good price, a good, happy price for you, then we are for you, Southeastern Termite and Pest. A lot of people in this audience have used Southeastern Termite and Pest. Clay, I think Clay is the most recent. Is Clay the most recent, newest? I think so. I might be skipping somebody. Clay up in Smyrna, big Vandy fan, Clay. Clay's such a big Vandy fan, he traveled to see the baseball team play at College Station. Big Vandy fan. But, yeah, give that number a call for any and all of your pest control needs. 615-293-0722. We'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on Ellington Parkway near the Spring Street on-ramp is really slowing things southbound. So is a wreck on 24 East at the 440 exit toward Memphis. 24 is slow from 440 to the Eastern Split and all along the East Bank. 65 South is congested from Ewing Drive to the North Loop. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career choices. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
911, what's your emergency?
This car, an SUV, it was going across, it went around the barrier, and the train. Oh, God.
Ma'am, did a train hit an SUV? Is that what happened?
Yes, the train is still going. The train is going, and the car, I can't believe it.
You can't judge the speed of an approaching train. That's why the signals are there. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here, there's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we had a rare NASCAR off weekend this past. Drivers vacationing all over the globe, it seems. But up next, that rest is going to go out the window as it's Talladega Super Speedway. I know, that's just cruel. Grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, a chance of showers with a possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high near 75. New rainfall match between 1/10 and 1/4 inch. For Thursday night, showers with a possible thunderstorm. Low around 57. New rainfall match between 1/2 and 3/4 inch possible. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
We'll be out of Wilco tomorrow. We'll be around, actually close to the station over there in the Metro Center, but we'll be at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course for the Tennessee State University Golf Tournament, and it's a fundraiser for the football program. We'll be over there. We've been there the last several years and had a very good time there. Crazy Charlie will have hour number one, and then I'll be there ready for 7 to 9, to embark on 7 to 9 tomorrow morning here on the radio show. Always fun. Rod Reed is the head coach over there. He usually stops by and spends a few minutes with us. Looking forward to that as well. That'll be the Friday show. Brad Powers, bradpowerssports.com will be with us in hour three from Out in Vegas Handicapping. And we'll kick it around. Whatever you want to get into. Whatever you want to get into. I believe he's got more teams this year, and I'll ask him again, favored right now in every regular season game than he had last year. What was the list last year? Does anybody remember? It was Alabama. It was Clemson. It was, I think, Wisconsin. I believe they were on the list. Ohio State was on the list. Weren't they? And I think Washington. I think I'm probably adding one too many. And here's the team that I just left off, Central Florida. I believe he had Central Florida favored. Now, this is back in the spring now, in every regular season game. Let me go over that again. Alabama, Clemson, Wisconsin, Central Florida. Was Ohio State favored in every game? They were an underdog to Michigan last year once they got to the game. But preseason, I'm trying to remember, and I believe UW, the team right by Sammamish in Seattle, that one. Brandon, as in Gator Brandon, says, Bill, I'm wanting to go to a non-SEC game this fall. What venue do you suggest that I go to within a day drive from Nashville? Well, you can get to most Big Ten cities from here in 8 hours. You can get to Chicago in 8 hours, 8.5 hours from here. Just to give you an example of a city, what venue would I send you to? Since Clemson is the thing right now, maybe Clemson. Clemson's not going to be an underdog in any of their games that I know of. They get Florida State at home. I tell you what, go to the Clemson. Here's one for you. Go to the Clemson and Aggie game. Do it for Karen. Yeah, do it in the name of the spirit of Karen. There's one for you. Now, how long does it take to get to Dallas from here? I think that's longer than, I think Dallas is more like 10 hours from here. I've driven it twice, but it's been a long time. From here to Memphis is 3, to Little Rock is another 3, to Dallas. I think you're talking about, what, 10 hours? You could go to the Red River Shootout. That's one, too. So there's two of them. You're talking non-SEC, and you got to be able to drive it. Day drive. So I'm saying either go to Clemson and A&M at Howard's Rock or go to the Red River Shootout in Big D. Those are my two. Somebody else can come up with a game or two, but those are the ones that I'm thinking of right now. If you ask me. There's up in the Big Ten. I mean, if you want to see something beautiful, go up to Chicago and then go a little north and go to Evanston, check out a Northwestern game. I don't think that's what you're into, but I'm just saying, beautiful location. Or you could go to the Buckeyes, you could go to the Shoe, you could go to the Big House in Ann Arbor. There's various places. How far of a drive is C-Bus from Nashville for you folks? Cincinnati is about, from Nashville, Cincinnati's about 4.5. I did it 2 summers ago. It was the last time I've been up there for a basketball tournament. Cincinnati was about 4.5. So you could probably do C-Bus from the 615 in what? 6.5 hours? So that's one. That's another one for you. But, yeah, I would do Clemson versus Karen's newest team or the Red River Shootout. Remember, we say shootout, not rivalry. We don't play the PC thing. Red River Shootout. That's what I would say for you. At Crazy Charlie 615, CC will be with us on the trip tomorrow. He'll be with us at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. Crazy Charlie. At Crazy Charlie 615. At Bill is King on Twitter. Tweet me anytime. Anytime you choose. Love to hear from you. We'll be on the road. Yeah, Ted Rhodes Golf Course. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Will be with us in hour number three to handicap. Remember, use the hashtag AskBP when you tweet us questions for Brad Powers. BradPowersports.com. We'll be hanging out here in the 615, the south side now, not downtown, monitoring the draft. Losh Pop.